Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. I'm a girl with a friend, yeah, we both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast ever, the only podcast about Vanderpump Rules and other reality shows that matters, the sexiest, most unique podcast, Sexy Unique Podcast. My name's Lara. You may recognize me as the newest cast member of Vanderpump Rules, and with me is my co-star and fellow cast member, Ryan Bailey.
Woo! The show finally took off this week. The show finally really, season one or season two, I would even throw it back to that kind of vibe.
Yeah, you know, it took a while for it to find its wings, but I think with the addition of these two new cast members, going places.
Who's that girl? Who's that guy? Like, there's mystery there. I want to see what happens next week.
Yeah.
We were in the show.
Yeah, we're on the show.
Are we allowed to talk about the experience of that? Do you want to leave it a mystery?
We are going to talk about that on the bonus episode.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So if hear the whole behind the scenes journey, you can check it out on Patreon.
And by the way, that actually is worth listening to because there's a story there.
There's a total story there. Yeah. It was a very unexpected journey.
Yes.
I didn't think this, but you know what? When a star is born, a star is born.
Yeah.
Two stars were born.
I mean, you guys saw the scene. You saw what Lisa was giving. You saw what we were giving back. I mean, that kind of give and take, that's like a special thing. And I don't even know if reality shows can be nominated for Oscars, but that's the level that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Jax was shook last night. He was like, wait a sec. Wait. He literally probably whined to Brittany, who's that dickhead?
He was like, who is that? I wonder how they feel about seeing us with like speaking roles.
Oh,
on their
by
turf.
The way, he like a couple of them know me, but like Jax might have just lost his shit because like he knows you, and he, I think he doesn't like love you. Right?
No, I'm blocked on Twitter, yes. So I can't even
so
know.
I bet
anything.
There was like calls to producers. He's like, "Do you guys care about me or not? Because if you're gonna let my enemies on, then I'm out. Jax out."
I love that we were able to infiltrate the universe.
Well, I was, I mean, I don't want to get too, but I was really scared bringing you to that because I, the one guy, the producer was like, do I know you to you? And I was like, oh no, they're on to us. And I
was just
really
like,
nervous.
I don't know.
You played coy.
Yeah, because I didn't, when, cause I was really nervous too. Well,
no, you weren't nervous. Like, you actually, I was nervous and you were like super like chill and cool. And you started like improvising with Lisa. And I was like, oh,
I gave
God.
It my all.
Yeah.
You know,
but, like,
I went
you didn't
full
even
method.
Seem to even think it was amazing to watch. It really stepped up my game.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it made me, I don't know about you, but it made me want to be on a reality show.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Because no, I really found that I enjoyed like having huge cameras in my face watching my every move.
Yeah. You seemed like you had no
that felt right
awareness.
To me. Yeah.
My dad texted me today, goes, your mom said you were on one of your favorite shows. I guess congratulations. Okay. You know, and I'm like, thanks, Dad. Yeah.
That's sweet of him.
It was cute. I think they treat me like a Special Olympics kind of kid, you know, like,
they're like, oh, he did a
this
good
is his
thing.
Make-A-Wish Foundation thing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do a scene with Lisa.
It was a good pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my dad doesn't even know what show I like. Like, if you asked him, like, what show does your daughter love and has created a podcast about that she's been doing for years, he wouldn't be able to answer that question.
Wait, didn't you say at one time you watched like an episode of like NCIS with your dad or something?
No, I have to watch like The Mentalist.
And, that's such a parent show.
Like, oh, he loved anything that CBS is doing. He's a huge fan of.
My dad will guffaw at The Big Bang Theory, like out loud, like howling. He like saves it on like his DVR.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's a new level of gnarl.
I just like wonder at a certain age if your like humor goes. I don't know.
Yeah, sure, I think. Good. Well, he's not. My dad's not really a sitcom kind of guy. He loves like an hour, like a heartfelt hour drama.
It has to
or,
be heartfelt.
Like, because he's into that show, like A Million Little Things or something.
The ABC show, right?
Oh, yeah, the ABC show. So he loves that. But then he also loves, like, anything that's about, like, a guy who doesn't play by the rules. So he loves, like, The Mentalist, and he loved that show
with
James
Spader.
Hey, wait a
sec. I don't play by the rules.
Yeah,
the Blacklist. I think I'll like this.
Yeah.
this guy's a little off, but he's I could solve this mystery.
Mm-hmm. I tried to tell him about Sopranos. I was like, Dad, you really need to watch The Sopranos.
But like, do you think that's like an echelon above like shows? I think it's a way above like The Mentalist and all
well,
of
yeah,
those
I'm
shows.
Just trying to get him to level him up because I know that he has that capability. Like,
you have it in you to watch this.
He does. He texted me like a couple years ago and he was like, have you ever heard of that show Breaking Bad? And I was like, yes. And he was like, I watched that whole thing in like a week, like watched the whole series. So I know that he has the bandwidth to really understand and like those types of shows.
But like, do you feel like you would watch your dad watch The Sopranos and not like just like, I was on a car trip with my dad and I tried to make him listen to This American Life because I really liked that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous about what he would think about it. And I was driving, but I like kept looking at him and then halfway through, he's like, I'm good. I'm not really into this. And I was like, oh, brutal. Oh, no. Like, you couldn't even pretend. Like, I pretend to like the Eagles because of my dad, you know?
Yeah, I do a lot of things, like pretend to like college football and like care about anything he says that's regarding sports.
Yeah, like I keep and I think I like I was watching, I guess, some college basketball with my friends. Like, I just watch it because I appreciate their friendship, but I have no understanding of it. But I also do it so I can text my dad during and go, hey, Dad. And then I'll take a picture of the TV like, whoa, my son's watching a like. And he just never takes the bait.
Yeah. Finding like, reasons to bond.
Yeah. He's like, well, have fun with your friends.
I know. I'm like, the only thing that can bring us together at this point is Tony Soprano.
God, you put way too much pressure on The Sopranos. Like,
there's
your
too much.
Journey.
It's the only thing that has me like tethered to this planet still. only reason to stay alive is so I can watch Sopranos again.
You guys were talking about Us last week, the movie.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, but like, I want to hear now the cast explain Us to me. Like, I want Jax to explain what he thinks happened. Like, explain the tether to me, Jax. And then, like, the only one I think might nail it or even might take it to, like, a new extreme is Doty.
Yeah.
Like, I think Doty would be, like, either, like, nail it specifically or add a whole nother layer I didn't even think about.
Yeah, I would love to get, like, a spinoff. Because I've been watching a little bit of the bonus episodes to just, like, understand more. Like, they kind of give me now more than the show gives me, which is saying a lot.
Oh, you mean the interview after show things?
The interview after show, yeah. But I would love for a separate after show to just be the cast explains, like, kind
of... Yeah, pop culture, like...
Yeah, higher concept type of... pop culture
or even
things.
Like, or wouldn't you also like just love like the cast to be like, hey, explain to me how you lost your virginity, like just an episode of like how every is that too much,
you know? I read like I got
because well, I already know how each one of them lost their virginity.
I can imagine that, like, it's not that much of a stretch. Like, I want to know what they
Jax
think
back,
about
back of the Camaro.
Yeah,
Sheena at a roller skating rink,
and Stassi talks about hers in her book, which I got an advanced copy.
Wait, did
of.
You read the book?
Yo, I read it. Like,
was that like,
I
an,
set
was that like
out
a 30
read
minute
it.
read? What was that?
It's about a 2 hour read, which I'm a pretty slow reader, so admittedly, like, I just love to take my time. But like,
isn't there like diagrams and like
it's a lot of
pictographs?
Yeah,
a lot of USA Today.
Yeah, it's like a lot of lists, but that aren't really like you expect the lists to kind of be very curated, but they're lists that are not curated.
So it's just like, here are
it's
the people.
Like, here's everything.
Here are the people I've dated in my life.
I know about this. Yeah. And like everything I like about this one thing. I had high hopes.
Did you really though?
Did you
I have
did.
High hopes?
I did and I didn't. But I was so excited to get my hands on it and also get my hands on it for free that I was like, you know, I was just like, it's all happening. Like, let's tattoo it on the forum.
Yeah.
Like, it's done.
That's a shame. I'd really, that was like my summer read. Now it's... That was
still
my
read it.
That was my beach read. That
you'll
was
get,
my beach read.
You'll still get a lot out of it.
Will I?
I mean, yes and no. I don't know what. I'm glad that I read it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I got it for free.
I wonder how many straight middle-aged men will read that book this summer.
Like, a ton, like, I'm sure. Like, yeah.
I mean, like, Jax gives up on, like, the foreword. Don't see my name. I'm out.
It's like the new game. Like, you know, the that book. Yeah, guys yeah. just flock to yeah. it. They're like,
I wear my big
understand women. Yeah.
Wait, who was that guy? Was it Miss remember the guy that, like, picked up women? They kind of, it wasn't in the game book, but he had that, like, what was it, like Mystery or something? He had a VH1 show. It was like The Pickup Artist.
Oh,
and he wore like
yeah.
this crazy hat, like the Mad Hatter.
What was that?
I'm not making that up, right?
There no, was you're a not weird... making that up. I just had a flashback because I think I watched some of that show.
I thought you were going to say, I think I dated that guy.
I'm like, yeah. I was on that show. Yeah. No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. Because also, do you think... See, are they... They're shooting, I think, now because I saw cameras at that Vegas opening. So I think they're like shooting some of the show already.
Yeah. They might be, or there might be a spinoff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, also, I just wonder because like... They did this whole vacation supposedly because of the Tom Tom opening.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they'll have like a book celebration, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'll bet there will be like a book party at one of the places.
Yeah.
That seems like a missed opportunity, if not.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm
everyone
saying.
Wins at this point.
Well, I mean, the show is year round now. And that's what I was like. The show is not like, I think we've, you know, you've talked on here multiple, like the show is not the show's having a breather year.
Yeah.
You know, just like a respite from actually being good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was thinking about it for myself. Like I'm having one of the best seasons ever because like
you're on it.
I'm having a great season. And plus like all you have to do is like move to Los Angeles and just fucking hang out at Tom Tom. Like you will see crazy stuff that should be on the show.
Yeah, like because, you just go there and they're there.
Dude,
like
I
they're
saw,
not going anywhere.
I saw Lisa dance on a table with Miley Cyrus a couple weeks ago. I saw like Lady Gaga there. Like stuff is like Miley Cyrus was there and Tom Sandoval was literally popping and locking around Miley Cyrus, and then they called DJ James Kennedy on FaceTime, and then it was like Lisa's dog was humping her. It was like crazy.
Yeah, bedlam.
I was like, this is like what this season is missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it needs to now just be like a year-round kind of like a Keeping Up with the Kardashians style production
that's
schedule.
What they're doing like Keeping Up with the Kardashians this week was like footage from, I think, like 2 months ago or something.
It was, did it start with the Tristan and Kylie stuff?
No, it actually, but very like sadly, it that. Started with like Chloe going, me and Tristan are doing great. Like, so like, it's like you just heard the laughter across like Los Angeles when that scene happened.
That's what that was. Well, because, I wondered what, like, I felt like a small rumble and heard some like lols.
I mean, Chloe must have been just like because it's such a huge troll.
She's I'd
like,
be mortified.
No, it really.
If you're like, I'm doing so amazing with my boyfriend. And then you know that
the future is
season.
Bright, you guys. Here's my friend Jordan to speak more. Like, the thing is, like, it was the most... Did you... You didn't watch it. You
I haven't watched it yet, but it's in my, like, saved stuff.
It actually, like, I'm just so used to it being bad. It was great.
Oh, good.
And Kanye does Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah. I saw that he does that now, which is another reason I am tuning in.
It, like, the dynamic between him and Kim... Like, I've gotten it all wrong. Like, it is fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, like, do these, like, weird little arguments around North. Like, and then they'll have, like, a shot of North picking up gum off a Chicago sidewalk. Like, it's bizarre and great. And it's, like, the best the show has been, I would say, in, like, so many seasons.
Okay, yeah. Because they really killed it with that trailer.
Yes.
And
but they've done that before. Trailers are deceptive in every way. Yeah, I know. But
something told me, like, a sixth sense or something. I was like, I need to watch this season. So I DVR'd it. And now I'm, like, really excited to be back.
Yeah, my friend, like, was like... My friend texted me beforehand and was like, hey, don't expect too much. Oh, by the way, I do a Kardashian podcast. It's not just like,
yes.
It's not just, wait, it's not just, I'm just, my friends are texting
he
me
loves.
About podcasts. Text me about reality shows. No, my friend texted me and she was like, hey, I just don't want you to get your hopes up too high about tonight. And I was like, no, I'm a big boy. Like, I know how reality shows work. And then it actually turned out to be great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so great. I was up late on Friday night. And happened to get an email at the time the new Clay Yeezys dropped. And then
did you buy Yeezys?
Oh, I bought them.
Wait, like, was it hard to get them or was it?
I sat in like in line on the website for almost an hour, like waiting for my purchase to like
what does that mean? Like when you're waiting, are you like pulling out your hair? Where you're like, oh,
well, I was like, I just went, I've gone full hype beast when it comes to like Kanye shopping. And Yeezy stuff. Like there's
you
no
have
more.
A, you actually have a pair already.
I have two other pairs. So
yes.
It's like a problem, but the one of them I had bought when a drop happened, and then one I bought from like a third party retailer that like
this guy named
resells.
Tommy.
Yeah. We made like a clandestine parking lot meetup for the trade. No, and then this time I wanted the clays, but I also was just
wait, when
like,
you say clay, just the color of clay or
they're
what does
like
mean?
A kind of corally pink
Navy,
clay
so.
Color.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's like probably a color you love, right?
It's really a good color. I love it. I was like, this is sick. And
then.
Do
you picture outfits that will go with them already? Or do you like wait till to see them in person?
I mean, after spending this money on Yeezys, I'm not going to have any outfits to wear with them because all my money goes to the
shoes. Why is she walking around naked with those Yeezys?
Yeah, it's just my whole fashion budget is just Yeezys only. And then just like whatever clothes I like find on the street.
From the mind of Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
A new face in terror.
But like, I was resigned to like, I wasn't going to fuck with them because I just thought it'll be a hassle, blah blah blah. But then I was up when the email came to me, like
wait,
so had
like,
my phone
so
open
they, so like you
so
get
they
emails
email when they drop on either yeezysupply.com or Adidas, like
so anybody can sign up for these alerts.
Yeah, and so you get it, but then once the email is out, the however many thousands and thousands of people that want to buy this shoe log into the website or just go on the website and put the shoe in their shopping cart and then you have to go to check out. But I guess like when their website is, it's like Coachella, buying tickets for Coachella,
yeah. So you just
where you get put into a waiting room
yeah.
And you just hope that like your purchase will then take you to the next level where you can check out and actually buy the tickets. It's the same thing for the Yeezys. So I sat in the waiting room and then I was just kept checking this other third party site because I was like, if I don't now then I had to have them. Once I was like
this
put
was
in
like
the
Bitcoin
waiting room
should be involved like I mean,
yeah like it was a true troll because then I was like the thought of me not getting them made it so that I had to have them.
That's my life is all the things that I haven't gotten. All I do is think like I could name stuff from like high school that I hadn't gotten that I feel would have changed the course of my life.
Yeah.
If I was able to get that.
Yeah.
In fact, actually I did that this weekend. I went like we talked about this, how like friends come in town, they want to go to Sir, like Tom Tom with you, because they're like, oh, you're one of the people that I should go with.
Now it's going to be even worse since we were literally...
Hey, sit in that chair and say it's spicy. No, my friend, her and her boyfriend were in town for her birthday, and so they wanted to go to Sir, which is like, are you sure? And like, he, like the... She said to her boyfriend, like, go get that fancy hat with the wings, like the captain's hat. And it's like $70.
Oh, it's very expensive.
And like, but Laura, I've dreamed about that hat for like a year.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
you need it. You should get it.
I know. So then like, so I'm like, no, I can't. I just moved. I'm just trying to save money. And then like all of a sudden I was like, because they don't even have it. They like, they went back to get it for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it. I deserve it. Let's do this. You know? And I go, and they was like, sorry, that guy got the last one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what I was like. I wonder if there's like a third party reseller for that.
But. I'll bet. You got to go on eBay and but see like if that, anyone's like, unloading them.
I've thought about that nonstop since Friday. Like, that's like, if I had gotten that, my life would have changed.
Yeah. It would have haunted me if I didn't get these Yeezys. So I was then looking up, because I live like really close to like, I'm like basically on the corner of like Hype Beast and Fuckboy. Like, it's nothing but Supreme.
I'm close to there as well. And
yeah,
I noticed that.
Yeah. Yes. So you know the neighborhood. Yeah. And there is literally within walking distance of here a store that was going to have them in stock, like around the corner.
So you already did research even like in the area?
Oh, I did. I started then putting feelers. I was like, if I can't get them in this, like, I'm going to get them from here. I was like, should I just get up in the morning and wait in line? And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't line up outside.
Is that always the lines of kids? Is that they're just waiting for shoes?
They're waiting for shoes or like big like drops of clothing collections or something like that.
Just food.
But then thankfully the purchase went through and
so
I got
the shoes.
All of a sudden
you get like, is it like they're like, whoa, whoa. Is there like an alarm that goes off?
No,
it's
just like, you're in, like, give us your credit card information.
And do you like, are you, is there like a joy immediately or does it immediately wear off?
No, I was like, yes. And then they're arriving. I got them on Friday. They're going to arrive tomorrow. So my whole life.
What are you going to do? Like,
I'm
with
just
going to. Where's like the first spin?
Them. I don't
know. I'm just going to wear them. That's great. Like, most people don't. That's cool.
Yeah. So really excited about that. I don't know how we got that off track, but
yeah, you guys know my new pod, Sneakerhead.
Yeah, it's just, I'd only talk Yeezy. It's
well,
Yeezy
by the
talk.
Way, you could. You're going around to stores. Like, people probably know you. Like, that girl's back again. Go talk to her. No, you go talk to her.
Yeah, so now I'm like, I'm very just in a committed relationship with Kanye West's shoe
I'm not,
and
yeah,
fashion
I've not gotten
line.
Any, I have a bunch of Kanye like t-shirts that he designed, but I've not been able to. I don't think I'd look good in the shoes. So
I think everyone would look good in the shoes.
Feels like you're working for him in some fashion.
No, I don't think so. I think there's a.
Is this where the show cuts off and it's like a commercial for Yeezy?
I'm like, let me tell you about a shoe that I really love.
Let's pause on Third Love Bra for a second and talk about Yeezy.
Yeah. No, I would like to give anyone a challenge. That's you tell me what your personality is and send me a photo of yourself and I'll pick out a Yeezy that matches you and your vibe.
Yeah, I love it. You're always hustling. You're always like, I could probably, you know what another thing I could do is I could fashion you.
Yeah, I could just give you the Yeezy that speaks most to your soul. I can't buy it for you and I won't really charge anyone money to do this.
I feel that's gonna change. Nice, I feel like it's a dealer where you're like, the first one's free.
Yeah, the first one's free. And then if you want to go from there and want me to pick out different fashion objects that I think really speak to your aura, we'll talk.
Oh god.
But yeah, should we get into this episode?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, I liked this episode. Did you? Am really? I crazy?
I think you might be. Wait, I don't want to. This probably is not the right time to do this, and I don't want to bring the podcast down. But like, I found
you're
out today.
About to have an intervention.
I just found out today I was sick, and I went to the doctor, and I guess I have a case of FOMOs.
Oh my god, you got me. I was like, you're sick? I was like, oh my
like,
god.
Please
no,
get out
I
of my house.
I got really scared. Like, I was like, sick with what?
The case How of are the you? FOMOs.
You know what might help?
Tequila.
Oh man. Aside from that really irritated me, but everything else, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's like, I just love people being drunk messes.
I think, I think it looks like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, and so I was kind of having fun. It was a good balance of them having a lot of fun and like living their truth. and also like really real relationship fights. So it kind of did it for me.
But I also
plus I was in it. So it was
But that's when it took off for me, but it was like 45 minutes in. But I think I'm still holding a grudge that DJ James Kennedy wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I really am kind of holding on to that because, and I think that moment where Lala was like, let's play some real music at the DJ booth, that I almost like threw my TV out the window.
Yeah, that was mean spirited.
No, I just, okay, we'll get, we'll talk about it.
We'll get into it. So this episode opens up with Tom and Katie still at each other's throats, saying literally horrible things to each other.
But dude, I love it how he does it because he's a maniac. He's like a secret maniac. We've all talked about it. But it's like, Bubba, you're a fucking horrible bitch. Like, he'll say something, little Bubba, and then he'll say something so mean that you would never say to your closest friend. He'll go, Bubba, your ass smells like dirty poop. And then did you sense, like, I felt at one point he was like going to just charge her and push her off the balcony.
Oh my God, if only. Like, she'd probably survive though.
Get that.
Knowing she's her track record.
She's tweeting something nasty on the way down.
Like, yeah. She's like, oh, this again? This old song and dance?
Her demon wing just fly out. Like,
she now travels just with like a special parachute pack on her back so that at any time she's falling through something or off something, she can just pull the emergency cord.
No, I just feel like she's probably a mutant at this point and can like do archangel wings.
Yeah, that's too. Katie should really get into free soloing.
Katie, what are you doing up on the roof of the hotel? I'm just practicing free jumps.
Solo, yeah. push past the fear, you know what I mean?
But like, just, you know, it was like that was the end of last week's episode, and just to start it this week, it like brought me immediately back into like a tension filled body where I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, I was upset. And he just like, I don't think it's gaslighting per se, but he just says, like, if you're going to say something that nasty repeatedly to the person that you live with and love, like, I don't know if that's like the best sign.
I think there's a line between like having a really productive fight and like getting shit out of your system with another person and then like throwing below the belt, like saying things that you can't walk back from. Like, if you tell me that he said you're a disaster of a human being, I'm so like, I am so sensitive. I will never forget that you said that. Yes. And I will think that forever you think of me like that.
Well, and that's the thing. Also, you would remember that and bring it up then in other future fights.
Yeah.
So at this point, the list of things that Katie could bring up in a fight would be like a 5-minute segment.
Yeah.
Like, and when they did that flashback last week, he poured a beer over his head. Like, how, you like her head, like it's insane.
They fight really dirty. And it's kind of shocking to me. Like, I didn't expect them to get over it so fast, but within a
shockingly
it happened
fast.
Within like 5 minutes
they went and grabbed a Perrier, and then he was just like, ah, Bubba, let's not do this.
But he kind of did the smart thing, which is to start laughing about it a little bit and like diffuse it. And then she did, I mean, just their fight style is wild to me. And her like maturity level, her EQ is the EQ of a 14-year-old.
Oh, totally. I mean, that's
like,
what
he was not wrong in that assessment.
I was like, she was kind of on her phone, like doing something on it. And I just have a feeling like she just play types on her phone, or it's just like the same letter over and over again, because she's just trying to keep busy. But also at this point, don't you think the show would benefit so much if they started like, how is Schwartz just not looking at the guy with the camera? Like, what the hell, dude? Are you seeing this? Like, they should bring those, like, Tony, are you fucking seeing this? She's doing it again, Tony. She's doing it again. Like, I would love that.
That's what I would do if I was in that situation and someone was being like, insane to me. I would like immediately look for backup.
Try to get somebody on my side.
Yeah, because like and later on in the episode, it's just like she has no self-awareness when it comes to like learning how to effectively communicate with another person.
But
and like,
she thinks she does. She thinks she has the heart of a poet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, that's heartbreaking to me, because she thinks she's like, she's got more heart than any of them put together. And the sad thing is like, she doesn't, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, they're stunted.
You know, there's like three horrible like journals filled with poetry underneath her bed. Like, horrible. Like,
song lyrics, probably.
Yeah, like, this is like, you know.
If we had to read them, I'd have to change all my social media to Music Kills Lara, because her musical lyrics would kill me.
But I also bet she kind of cribs from actual songs. Like, there'll be, like, lyrics from, like, Dido in there, like, yeah. just kind of stuck.
She just switches out one or two words. Just,
like, and she's like, Tom, read this. Do you think this is good? It's like, Papa, you're amazing.
Yeah, she, like, kind of curls up on the bed and then says what the real problem is, which is she feels like she's been kind of neglected or, like, he hasn't made a lot of time for her. And then he's like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he agrees with her, and he kind of agrees with her the whole episode in front of some people, like, oh, I haven't been giving her much attention lately.
Yeah,
we're grown-ups. Like, there are things called jobs, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really add up to me. And then when Lala, not to jump forward, but also, yeah, we're gonna jump forward a little bit, but when Lala out there at dinner and Tom and Ariana ask them, like, hey, what happened?
Which,
and
felt like producers, like, ask them to
Tom
get
Sandoval is now just a producer's lackey, where he goes, oh, hey, and what was happening back then when
but
you
he
were
does
fighting?
It better than Jax.
Yeah,
he like does he a does great it better job, than Jax.
But it still is like, we know what you're up to right now. But they're like, hey, what went down? And they're like, oh, we had this fight. And Tom Schwartz is like, yeah, kind of neglect her. And then he's like, but I really wish she wouldn't do that whole passive aggressive shtick that she does. And then Lala jumped in and she was like, some people you just can't change how they are. And I truly, for one time, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, Schwartz is this fucking guy. Like, I thought she was talking about him.
No,
it's just going to be that way, which is what we've all been saying for years.
Yeah.
But then she goes, if you get mad, that's just how you get mad and you can't control it. And I was like, no!
It's a show for geniuses, but nobody's a genius on the show.
Yeah, the viewers are the geniuses. Yes. The stars
are... Like, we're the mentalists in this situation.
Not geniuses. Oh, yeah, we're the mentalists.
Wait, and then... wait, what happened? It was... Oh, yeah, then in that hotel room, he goes... prepare to get injected with love, and I literally got physically ill.
Yeah, that's great.
I was like picturing Schwartz filling Katie up with his like seed.
Yeah,
like is just a horrible. No offense, Katie. Like I bet, like if Katie listens, no offense.
I'm like, hey, girl,
love you this season. Very strong. But it's like gross to be like just Schwartz going like, let me fill you up. Let me fill. Like I just
I can't like picture them having sex.
You don't have to because they don't.
Yeah, don't think that they do.
They've let, like, there's been years where they've let 8 months go by.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I'm guessing.
Yeah, that would make sense. Go,
oh my God.
Jesus Christ. But, like, I don't, yeah, like, I get why their relationship works because seeing the mechanics of this fight and how it gets resolved is like, I don't know. I just get it. But then I was like, oh, good. They're good with each other. Like, they should just stay that way.
I feel this relationship could end next season or it will last the rest of their lives.
I think it might last.
But not I mean, you mean, but it's not think, last in a healthy way. Just it'll
no,
last in the sense that they'll never.
This relationship, I don't think, will ever be, like, a healthy relationship. I think they both get too much out of this, like, fight cycle that they go through to, like, get anything positive out of this actually being a healthy relationship.
Yeah, because he's crushed, and he thinks he's crushed every time she's upset, and like it's like this weird.
But then he gets to like kind of find his voice.
But then he says something super nasty, and then
it's evil. But I love to the editor troll flashback. They did give us one of when she's like, "It wasn't about you sitting. I didn't care that you were sitting in first class." And then it flashes back to her being like, trade me.
She, like, I mean, you can really see the bully in her, and like it does puts the fear
scared
of God into me. Like, I think I said that, like, Katie, like the one time I've been around her like a couple times, one time like she gave me a dirty look, and like I don't, like, not on purpose, but mm-hmm. I think that's just her natural face, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like the Joker, and it really does like just put a shiver in you, you know.
Yeah, it'll sober you up real quick. Trade me. Trade me.
Just like in the middle of the night, you're awoken. Trade me.
Yeah. That's like what happens if she listens to this podcast tonight. I'm gonna be like dead asleep and then hear like a rustle, and she'll be standing over my bed in that same outfit.
She's like, two hits, Laura. Me hitting you hitting the floor.
Trade me. And I just scream,
comrades.
And that's the last time you ever hear from me. I like die.
Dude, I wonder if she would like just pop you in the face real quick, like if she was drunk.
I don't know, she was really nice to me the last time that we saw each other, so
yeah,
I don't know. I'm probably the asshole in this situation.
And she's grown as a woman.
Yeah. Lisa is arranging flowers when Sandoval calls her for a scene that did not feel very authentic nor real.
Nor do I believe Chef Joe exists. I believe she made up the name Chef Joe. I think that was like just like a dishwasher. And she's like, Chef Joe. Like, I think she made up that name. And yeah, he like literally was like,
he's like, what am I supposed to say?
Tom, like, and she's like, oh, the food over there is just different. It's just different, you know? And he's just staring.
They've never met.
No, like, he looked like, like, he didn't even know where he was.
No, she's like, I'll give you $15 if you do this scene with me.
And
chicken meat with everything I say. And action. Call me Lisa. I'm going to call you Chef Joe. And it's like, he's just like, yes, Lisa. Yes, Lisa.
She was like, the way she was like sorting the flowers, it was just on like one table and you look around, there's no other flowers on any table.
Yeah,
and
it was amazing. Like,
it's so perfect.
There was one scene in like, I think it was season two, where the scene begins with like Christina Kelly like sorting through sugar packets on a table, but she's just kind of like pushing Splenda around, and then you're like, she's not actually doing
So in like acting class, we would call those Meisner activities, mm-hmm. and it would just something to keep you busy while you have dialogue.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, I like remember doing a scene where it was like about where I was counting pennies,
mm-hmm.
and like that was like the activity, and then you'd have dialogue around that scene and would supposedly inject it, but you just end up usually feeling stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you forget about it altogether.
No, totally. Yeah. That's really Lisa at this point, is just like activities.
It's so activity based. Kristen, back in Mexico, is leaning off the balcony, calling to the birds, dancing, doing pirouettes in her room, and she's so happy to be alone.
This is so performative, though. Like,
it's very performative. Kristen really took a few Adderall, and she was on this episode.
Dude, it gets better as the episode goes on too, but I was like, when she was cacawing to the birds, I was like, wouldn't this be amazing if this is when we find out she can communicate with like animals? It was like Dr. Doolittle kind of a thing,
or the beginning of like a Kelly Killer and Ben Simone psychotic break, like Crazy Island
scary
style.
Oh, that would be amazing.
But I was like, of course Kristen's like communing with nature, our vegetarian queen.
I felt bad. Like, you, like some of those birds though seemed like they had more personality than Carter.
Yeah they do.
Yeah.
Stassi says to Bo, they're in the hot tub, and she says it's the first time a boyfriend has wanted to go on a vacation with her in 7 years.
What about Frank? He wanted to go to Vegas that one time with her.
Oh, she's like, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, that's
well, he did go to Vegas that time.
Justice for Frank, yeah. No, yeah.
Justice for Frank.
Not the only one that ever says justice for Frank. Remember that Vegas trip? He's like, we're going to fuck all weekend long.
Frank was so disgusting.
Yeah, he was. Like,
he's like a fucking caveman face.
And remember that type of hair back in those days where it was like Backstreet Boy kind of thing?
Yeah, he's truly terrifying.
She has such a weird taste in guys.
I will say there's one part of her book that has like a good Frank. Like a good troll of Frank.
Okay, good.
So
yeah, like that's like sometimes when I watch these shows and I still like I don't understand like what's attractive to girls, and I don't think I ever will, but like you know when they were like saying like Frank was like hot and stuff, and I was like, I mean, I get how Jax is not his personality, but his physical appearance is hot.
Yeah.
But like Frank, I just didn't like, he looked like a blonde haired Frankenstein kind of.
Yeah. He was really embodying the Frank name.
Yeah.
He's ruined the name Frank for me. Not that it was ever.
Was there not a character on The Sopranos named Frank? Is that if it was Frank Soprano, he would never. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Frank is truly bone chilling.
Yeah.
As a human being.
I wonder what that guy's up to.
Yeah, I don't know.
But dude, wouldn't that be, even if the season like kind of like keeps tanking or it doesn't really keep going up, like at the very end, like just Frank walks in, mm-hmm. and then just cut to black.
Someone needs to like mix it up. Like at this point, they need to like bring Laura Lee back.
Or they like, I think we've talked about it, or they need to fire Jax in front of everybody. Like,
yeah.
But not fire him from Sir, say you're off the show.
Mm-hmm.
And like Brittany's on. Like, Britney stays, you're off, goodbye, Jax.
Yeah, because Britney like, still is pretty fun to watch.
Oh, I mean she's come on, this ulcer has given her at least two more seasons.
Yeah, it's like, she's buried pretty deep in delusion, and like, potential alcoholism.
See, though, I have a theory, though, that she's like fucking like Kaiser Soze. It's like the end of Usual Suspects, and she's like, hi, y'all. And then she's like walking down the street, and then like eventually just her accent
is just like normal.
She's like American, you know?
Yeah.
I think she's putting everything on.
I think it's put on, but I also think like, she's still like binge drinking despite the fact of being told by a medical professional that she like has a bleeding stomach ulcer.
And well, should, like, medical professional and Jax, another medical professional.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want you to be healthy.
I just want you to be healthy.
I'm gonna put a baby in there. I need you to.
Yeah.
I need it to be a good womb.
He just wants his baby to like not have fetal alcohol.
I get
syndrome.
It. You want to have another drink? I've been there.
When Jax starts making sense, like it's time to run for the hills.
No, but it's like making sense in that completely gaslighting way that's like so cringy because like this dude like fucked in like front of a 90-year-old hospice lady.
Yeah.
Like don't fucking lecture me or your lady on like, he's not lecturing me, like I'm delusional, but.
How long is it going to last though? I'm ready to take bets on like, when will Jax crack?
Well, does he get caught cheating or does he not? Like, because if he's allowed to cheat or if not allowed, but if he's able to get away with it, I think it could last 3 more years.
Like this holier than that or holier like really now. Wise, like, oh, yeah, like the new Jax.
This is like, I think he really thinks people are enjoying it and like nobody's enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I
mean, anybody watching the show going like, damn, this is such a good example for me as a person. Like, I'm going to change
some people,
my ways.
Like, I think you'd be surprised. I think there's a...
But those aren't our people.
Not like, our people, yeah. But I think that there are a lot of viewers that, like, take immense joy in seeing everyone from Vanderpump Rules like be friends and have there be like zero conflict on the show.
I do read like, well, yeah, I do read his tweets a lot and like the replies are like, good on you, Jax. Don't let the bastards get you down. So proud of you. And I'm like, what?
Like who is saying that?
So many. And it's like usually like dudes and like,
I know it's really
and,
weird.
Like older Christian ladies.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's like older. That's his fan base, I would say. Are guys that like identify with Jax's struggle, aka like if you meet a guy and he and you ask him like who's your Vanderpump Rules alter and then they say Jax, it's time to go.
I love when he gets holier than thou on Twitter and he's like, thanks bud, keep your chin up too.
Yeah,
like he's like giving you like, like I'm proud okay. of you as well. He's like, thanks bud, we do it for the fans. Like he'll do that kind of stuff of like, love to entertain you. Like dipshit, it's a reality show. You're not supposedly quote unquote acting, you know?
Yeah. And also like, this isn't entertaining.
No, it's like painful to watch. Like I like to watch painful things.
Yeah. I want to see people having like deep internal struggles, like existential, that I can like pick apart and apply to my own life and learn something from. And I'm learning fucking nothing from
this
season.
Wait, have you had one example in the last like 6 seasons of something that you learned from Vanderpump Rules that actually helped you in your real life?
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing comes to mind.
No, there was something.
Stassi turned me on to Ranch.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
There was something. There was something, but I forgot. In Vanderpump fashion, very, learned something yeah. and forgot it.
Yeah.
I think it was like with the girls. I think something. Yeah. I don't know. Can't remember. New season, new me.
Every season's different.
Lala says she's going to get lit in Mexico. And I think throughout this entire episode, she refers to herself in the third person.
Yeah, she's like on one, like on such another. She's like, I'm like, she's doing her and it's.
Third person delusions are running high.
It's so, the fall of Lala crushes me. Like I loved her so much. And this season I dislike her so much. And I even try to like, throw the dad thing in there and like, you know, like I'm like, I'll forgive you 30%, but she's still like 40 more percent, like really fucking awful. And she's buying her own shit.
Yeah.
Like she's on her own tip so much. It's delusional.
It's hard to really root for her when she is like not having, there's not a lot of self-awareness there anymore where it seems like there used to be some in the past. And I also am like, when did she get so tight with Katie? Like, what was it that brought them so close together?
That relationship together? Should be, that's shameful. Like, the fact that they're even, like, they should, like, go back and they should have to rewatch seasons before they go into a new season.
Yeah.
Because what they said about each other and the fact that Katie was on a PJ, this, like, I mean, that's embarrassing for this, like.
Yeah, like, where did it come around? Like, what was the breaking point for when they decided to become friends?
It shows their insecurity so much on both sides. kids.
Yeah.
Like they wanted each other's approval so bad and they're willing to look so dumb for it.
And maybe that's like, I mean, sometimes I come back to like, are these people like onto something because they like, just like decide to like forgive and forget and be friends anyways.
I
and
love
just
that like, you're giving them that benefit of the doubt.
I don't think that they're conscious of doing it, but I think that it's kind of like, I mean, it just proves that maybe like dumb people have it easier in this world.
That's what like oblivious people, I used to pray to be oblivious. It would be amazing to like walk into places and not realize I should be scared. You know, like dumb people sometimes have like the best of everything.
Yeah. And maybe they're just like so dumb that life is just working out beautifully for them because they don't know any better.
Because sometimes you have those people that like you initially don't get along and then you're like, you know, then you eventually start getting along, but there's still a part of you. You're like, that person's still a shit person.
Yeah.
Like, but they seem to like, they're really like,
they're
gelling.
Like BFFs.
Yeah.
They're like, ride or die for each other.
Like Lala's like at the point, like Katie, your body's sick. Like they're like just complimenting each other nonstop.
Yeah. And they're all like getting topless together, which I appreciate that. But like, I'm also like, can we just acknowledge like the past? I mean, there's one point that last episode that Lala was like, I shouldn't have been taking my top off in front of her boyfriend. Or no, she said it on one of the after shows.
Yeah, I was like, they didn't say it on an episode.
No, but she was like, I really shouldn't have like taken my top off in front of her boyfriend. And it's like, what? Like, excuse me?
You better take
this
that back.
Invasion of the body snatchers? Yeah. Like,
well, I used to find Lala so attractive and I don't find her attractive at all anymore. I mean, first off, because she's like messed with her face so much.
Yeah.
But also because I just like, when you turn into a, like, if you're like, I feel like she's a shitty person now and that just makes her not attractive. And I've seen her naked body more than I've seen my own naked body. Like, it's like way too much, you know? You're just like, Jesus, like, I want you to put a top on and not for any reason. It's just like, I've seen it. Like,
no, I love the nudity. I'm like, more nudity, the better on Vanderpump Rules.
So when you hear like they're going to Mexico, you're like, titties.
Yeah, I was like, tits. And then we got a lot of like blurred out vaginas in this
episode. Dude, I sent you that photo of like Lala in the cage. Yeah. Just like her shaking her vagina in front of Ariana.
I love a move of wearing a shirt with just a thong underneath. No shorts or anything. And then rolling around on the floor in your thong.
But like, imagine like the poor busser staff. Like, you're like, yes. Jesus. Like, yeah.
I think later on too, when she gets back to the hotel room, there's like drink splotches from like where she rolled around and like spilled drinks on the floor.
Oh, you know, she rolled around in her own vomit at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's a powerful look.
I love it. Like, she had a panic attack.
And like,
attack.
No wonder you had a panic attack. You literally rolled around in people's saliva on the club.
Also, do you
floor.
Think that like panic attack is like a code word for like just like fucking blitzed, you know? Like,
yeah, maybe.
There was no panic attack. She was just like, just puking.
Or maybe like it's like an ecstasy come up or something.
Oh, that's the, that, I bet, yeah, there are other things involved.
They must be partying a ton.
That's what I'm like, you guys said that on the last episode, it's like, how does it, like, I feel like I'm a good drinker, and like, those guys, like, I just don't see how it, and their skin still looks good, and like, how are they doing this? Like, do you get certain medicines and stuff, or is it just Coke and Adderall that like...
I think you just have money, and you can get like facials and shit like that. Brittany says that she's taking it easy by having just straight tequila.
Taking it easy, y'all.
Taking it easy. And then Jax is like, is it really worth it just to have that shot? Like,
I get it. Like, sincere Jax. I get it. I've been there. But is it worth it? I'm going to put my semen in you. And like, that's going to create a baby. And if that baby's in a shell that's going to hurt that baby, is it worth it?
Is
for
it
your
worth
fun?
It? Is it really worth it?
I'm going to let you be healthy. I'm going to let you decide. But I want to walk away. But is it worth it?
Yeah.
You said you wanted me. I changed for you.
I think this is laying groundwork for what could be a lot of conflict like later on. The health issues and stuff. Like, it definitely, something is brewing here with this.
Oh, do you think like there are going to be health issues?
I just think that this could become like a point of contention in their relationship.
What if she can't have a baby and he immediately leaves her? He's
that
like,
that would
nope,
be so sad.
I need to pass on the Taylor seed.
That would be so sad.
I need a little Jason Chachi.
Chachi. Brittany goes, y'all know me. I would have had 5 more shots at this point. And I'm like, wait, at what point would you have had these? At the beginning of dinner? When like a waiter first comes and asks you if you want something to drink?
She thinks that's like what appetizers mean.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, at what point?
5 shots, sir.
Sandoval's sitting in between Dodie and Ariana, which I thought was just like an interesting seating moment. And like how far we've come that this is now where we're at.
Yeah, but like Dodie's like grasping at straws. Like I think Dodie told Lisa a couple weeks ago that like, I need to be a TomTom because it's my best friend. I'm like,
it's what? Like, which one of them?
I don't think that you, Sandoval wouldn't even consider you like a friend.
Like, yeah, it's like, she's gone full delusional. She makes a toast to herself.
This is awesome, yeah.
For not getting slammered. She was like, I'm not going to get drunk. I can't even like remember what it was she said because it was kind of just like sputtering out sentences.
It's out of nowhere. Like Tom said something kind of, I guess, like an actual speech. And then she's like, and I've got something to say as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get slammered or do everything you thought I was going to do. And I'm just proud of me. And like everybody's looking at each other.
Yeah. And she's like, and that's a key to like not fighting. It's like, if we're not drinking, we're not fighting. Right. And so that's what I'm going to do. Cheers to me. And then everyone's like, just like, oh my God.
Stassi then leans into Bo and is like, she's not speaking at our wedding, which I thought was like, that's like a great line, but it's like, I have a feeling like Dodie probably like cried when she saw that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be bummed out if I was Dodie like rewatching this. Cause like, I think everyone functions better as themselves when Dodie is the one that's like lying on the cross being like a psycho. You know?
Well, you know, Dodie gave her herself a pep talk in the mirror in her bedroom alone of like, you're going to give a speech tonight. You're going to point out how great you're doing and it's going to be so well received.
Yeah.
So go get him, Dodie.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Jax says that he still believes in Pillowgate. He's a Pillowgate truther.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it just says a lot about me. Like, I can see both sides where, like, I guess if you're used to comfort, you do want a pillow on, like, cement. But yeah. I've never personally done that. Like, but I guess I'm just, I'll suffer through things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think they...
I go really back and forth. Like, when it happened, I was like, yes, they absolutely did. There's no question in my mind. Then I was like, no, they didn't. And I think that the guys are making this up in order to cover up whatever Schwartz did at the resort that he
wanted. Oh, you think it goes that deep?
I thought that it could go that deep because when you watch the footage back, like, James is like, yeah, we hung out, but like, blah, blah, blah. And then Sandoval goes, oh, you hooked up? Like, literally jumps to that conclusion out of nowhere. And then everyone glommed onto it. And then the whole storyline became about, like, James and Kristen.
What do you think that was Sandoval trying to produce? And like,
maybe. And they were also all fucking shit-faced.
They were shit-faced.
Like, they could not have heard. It flashes back to Jax, and he's like, "Is pillows are there? Why wouldn't you? There would be pillows there." And you're just like, oh my God, I forgot how blammo they were.
But just like, yeah, just like James, like light finger banging Kristen at a pool, mm-hmm. and like, you're never gonna kiss me again though, and like he won't let her kiss, you know?
Yeah, like just I weird could stuff. See it. And then I was thinking at the end of this episode, like after Kristen confronts Jax, I was getting major like season 2 vibes from Kristen, where she was like, you know, she denied it and denied it and denied it, and then it ended up being true. And I just thought to myself, wouldn't this be an incredible fucking payoff if, like, next season it comes out that they really did fuck in Mexico, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility. Like, this show is so crazy and these people are so crazy could happen.
Jodie is so hungry for screen time, especially in the first part of the season. Like, I feel like that's why she did that DJ James Kennedy fight. She really wanted to be part of the action.
Yeah.
But I feel like if that really did happen, she would, because I feel like at a certain point in the season, she was desperate, thinking she wasn't going to be on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Also, do you ever think like that, like if she puts on Drive and that's the only way she can like climax,
get
like
horny.
You
know, it's like,
let Laura go, get horny, yes.
Get horny,
get
yeah.
Horny, yeah.
Is she and Carter like starting to fuck and then he hears like a TV turn on and it's just Drive silent. It's just the DVD menu kind of playing over and over.
Remember like when you used to play DVDs and you would fall asleep and just you would wake up to that DVD menu playing
on loop,
over?
Yeah. Yes. That's like how she gets her rocks off with her current man. But also I could see James wanting to keep this a secret because obviously he like tries to hide everyone that he sleeps with to Raquel. Like,
but it seems
even
like
when
it
they
take
are
a lot to hide
standing
things.
There, like in front of both of them being like, we fucked. Even when they have proof on their phone,
multiple people,
photo proof.
And they literally like, look at me. I'm not trying to hurt you. I just want to tell you he is cheating
yeah.
on you.
And Raquel refuses to believe it. So it's like Kristen kind of, if they did, she in a good position because like he's not going to bring it up to like throw it in her face and she's not going to bring it up, but like it could give her more ammunition to like want to get revenge on him or get mad at him because he might have let it slip when they were in Mexico the last time. I just pray that
Love how they're setting up the next season. Like I'm really hopeful.
I'm a Schwartz cheating in Mexico truther, though.
I definitely think he cheated in Mexico. I just don't think they were trying to cover it up with DJ James Kennedy. Like, but definitely, I feel like Schwartz, like...
at the other resort.
Schwartz gets, like, pathetically drunk so he can fuck other people.
Yeah.
Like, I believe he does get pathetically drunk, but I believe he does that because then he can, like, kind of keep going with this theory of, like, there's Bruce Banner and there's the Incredible Hulk. When I'm the Incredible Hulk, I don't remember what my normal life is like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Totally. Ariana and Tom, oh, that's when they ask Katie about their fight, and then Lala takes Katie's back, and I was just like, fuck, like, we've lost the plot yet again. And then Ariana and Lala go talk at the bar, and I felt really conflicted about this scene, because on one hand, I was like, Lala, like, you're doing the thing, you are going below the belt, and you're saying things that you can't walk back from that are actually, like, really hurtful, and it's not... like, I understand wanting to defend yourself, and I respect the fact that it's like she's not going to let anyone talk shit about her without like clapping back severely. So part of me is like goals, but then part of me is like, no. But
also, she's like keeps shoving that in my face. Like, I'm Lala. Lala says what she wants. Lala's, you know, Lala does get crazy. Like,
yeah.
And this whole scene, like, do you notice how like when somebody calls Lala on their stuff, like she gets that like bug eyed, like, and she'll like shake her head like in agreement, and mm-hmm. then like it like reminds me of Adderall in a way, but it's just always like intense listening. Like, I hear you.
Yeah. But just like a lot of like, it's like, but then she said that shit about my dad. And it's like, well, they weren't attacking your appearance, like calling you a slut, anything like that. Raquel said like you're being kind of rude and dad blaming for your rudeness, which is like not even saying you're pulling the dad card. It's just like, it's just not the most eloquent way of like coming for you, but like consider the source. Like, this person's an idiot, like a walking blow up doll, essentially. So like to then go flip out.
I am Raquel.
Yeah. It just doesn't, I'm like, come on, get a grip.
Yeah.
You're better than this.
But like, I do really appreciate Ariana actually trying. Like, it is kind of a weird voice of reason that I really appreciate. Like, somebody, I'm like, that's kind of a good friend of like, hey, I just want to say this is like not great. And I really do like it. That did make sense to me.
It did make sense. And then what was crazy is that I didn't realize that the timing of Ariana's dad passing was that same season where Kristen was trying to destroy her.
That's what I didn't realize either. I thought it for some reason it happened like 10 or 15 years ago. I didn't realize it was
I
like
thought it happened
season.
Like pre-Vanderpump Rules like filming or something. And then that revelation shook me to my core.
Summer of 2014.
Because like if I was in Dodie's shoes, I mean, I'd be 5150. I'd be like at UCLA Medical in a straight jacket. But like
being John Malkovich with Kristen Doty.
Yeah. But if I was mad at someone, but then I also knew that their like dad had just died, like I probably wouldn't be like talking so much shit about them.
Like mad shit. Like
crazy being
like, I don't
like,
want
I
her in my bar.
Hits by a bus, like confronting them, being like, you need to quit. You're a whore. Like you're hooking up with my boyfriend. Like I just would reel it in.
Yeah. I mean, like she's going through a lot. Like, you know, like how everybody treated Jax after his dad passed away. Like they gave him a wide berth and forgave him for a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like it is weird that like Ariana was treated so shitty by Dodie.
I know. And like, I almost wish that she had said something at the time. I understand like why she wouldn't, because it does seem like she's very kind of guarded when it comes to personal details. And like she only puts a certain amount forward on the show, and that works for her. But at the same time, I was just like, damn, that's fucking rough.
Yeah. And like you can tell she remembers it very specifically.
Yeah. How could you not be like crushed by that?
But then of course Lala was like, well, I'd rip their heads off and fucking shit down their necks. Like she's like, I'll fucking kill people for you, Ariana.
Yeah. And I like that loyalty, but I'm also like, Lala, you're really always missing the point here.
It's always the most violent loyalty. It's always like, I'll fucking kill people for you. And like you could actually just tell them to stop. You know?
Yeah.
Like just stick up for me.
And
normally,
you do have a choice in how you react. Like that, I just need to clear up that like anyone at any time can choose whether or not they're going to blow their lid or if they're going to be like, excuse me, may I speak with you for a moment? Like that was very
disrespectful. You don't have to rip everybody's head off.
Yeah, you don't have to flip out.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, if you see something, say something.
She's like an 8-year-old that hasn't mastered any kind of like solid emotional state. So it's like just extremes everywhere.
Yeah. That I think get even worse if she's been like drinking or is under stress of any kind.
And I wonder if that's why Randall was like, you need to chill with the drinking.
Maybe. And like, I wonder too if that's why they broke up for a little bit.
Well, was it for like a couple days?
Yeah, I guess so.
Gucci sucks.
But then I also wonder if like a lot of this anger comes from having relationship problems with him that she can't really speak about in great detail on the show. So it's like a bunch of things happening at the same time. Like if she and her man are fighting 24/7, she lost her father, and then, you know, Billy Lee and Raquel are talking shit. Maybe it's just like a
it's like they're talking shit, and it's like Lala can talk way more shit than either of them put together. You know?
That's true. Everyone goes back to the hotel to party, and there's one shot of Katie pulling like a $20 bill out of her wallet. And I just was like, are they all doing blow in the hotel?
Oh, that's, yeah.
It wasn't like a low key shot. Like she pretty, I think if you were trying to be like clandestine about it,
Might've been like a 7-Eleven in the hotel room.
Yeah.
In the actual room. No, I mean, yeah, you're
or
right.
Like paying someone back for like something earlier. But I was just like the way that it kind of came out and was handed to someone else. I was like,
you won the bet, Schwartz. I am a bitch. Here's 20. Yeah.
Stassi does not want a skinny dip anymore, and she wants to go to bed.
I am done.
I'm done. And then she's like, so then Bo, I guess, does want to keep going out. And then this is where the first like kind of tiff between them begins, where she is mad at him that he wants to continue the party. And he brings up a really good point, which he's like, we're on vacation. Like, this is what's happening.
I mean, that kind of is what usually vacation with friends is about in a way.
Yeah. And like, I understand, like, I don't like to stay out super late anymore and blah, blah, blah. But like, if I was dating someone and they wanted to like go hang out with people, I'd be like, okay, fine.
And
like,
you probably
I'm going
to
just get in my robe and like,
you wouldn't be a dick too. Like you wouldn't be there going like, I'm here. I guess I'm breathing. I hope you're happy.
Yeah. I mean, I understand some of me understands like her kind of craziness with him.
Yeah.
Like, I just understand being like that in a relationship. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, if you like trust someone, like they're going to come back to the room. You know what I mean?
But there's also like, that's when you see the shades of like Stassi past.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the ghost of Stassi past. Like,
this
you
was
see
a true
that.
Ghost of Stassi
yeah,
past.
Like, so it's kind of in a way heartwarming to see, like, or like it's refreshing for me to see because it's not like she's just completely changed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not heartwarming for probably Bo, but like it like I was like, oh, there she is. Like I can see flashes of it and you can kind of see she's like fighting against it. Like, don't do this. And like,
yeah, it's like she cannot get out of her own way once she's in that situation. And I understand what it's like to be there, like to know that I'm being like a nightmare person to my significant other. But then also being like, I can't stop. I can't stop.
The beast
has been unleashed and now it's just going to be like this until someone either tells me I'm totally right or like we go to sleep angry.
But
like,
you always know it's a great sign when you've like labeled your anger issue.
Yeah,
we're like no dark passenger. Like they're using like terms from the show Dexter. Like that's not a great sign if you actually have like a pet name for your emotional problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, also on her side too, if like she's trying to turn some kind of new leaf or whatever and then you have like an older boyfriend that like is still like a frat, like I want to go, you know, but then Sandoval's down there going like puke and rally. And like Sandoval, like we never see him obliterated. Do we? Like, have we seen him like shit canned?
I'm thinking, I don't think so.
Like, I can't remember it. He always seems like he's so in control, kind of fun. And like, it upsets me like, because I'm like, why are you still like standing?
Yeah, he actually...
He's always drinking in every scene, too. He's doing shots. Like, how are you able to do that?
I don't know. Maybe he's one of those people that, like, blacks out, but then is just totally, like, the same.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell when the blackout has begun with them. I don't know. You're right about that. Like, I've never seen.
Because even we saw Ariana like wasted this episode, which we don't usually see. But like, I don't remember like Sandoval being pukey drunk, but we've seen most of the rest of them.
I feel like Sandoval's too vain to let himself get like sloppy drunk.
Always look good, man.
Always look good. Always look good. Gotta keep it on lock.
It's not a good look when you're wasted.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So Stassi agrees to be fun and they go up to the room.
Stassi agrees to be fine. I'll be fun.
Yeah. And then leaves Bo with the guys to like commiserate over their fighting with their girlfriend.
This is the biggest bro scene ever. And I've kind of like have been a part of things like this where like it is like the base. Like this is where it is like mean to be like we're dumb. We're dummies. And at the like core of us, like we are just like farting and belching and it's like not too deep and you just don't want to like upset people and you're like, well, I love her, she's my squishy lady, you know. Like, and then they're all like going like, I hate when I make my lady mad too, and they're like kind of like homoerotically like kind of like petting each other and they just want to keep drinking and being stupid. There's nothing more to it than that.
No, and I thought that this hotel, it felt pretty contained and also like not a lot of other people were around, so I feel like I would trust my man to go off with like them and do their thing or whatever. Like, yeah, like I would just be like, okay, fine. Like whatever you want.
I mean,
do.
At this point, she's not scared of like Jack saying something to him. Like Jack's like kisses his ass and stuff.
Yeah. Everyone loves him. And like, he also has shown that he's like a trustworthy person. I think like I don't peg Bo to be like a cheater or anything. Like, I think he's truly obsessed with stuff.
He takes every opportunity to tell her how much he is like in love with her.
Yeah. Like even later at the club when she's like, stop telling me you're sucking the fun out of this. And you see him get scared and he's like, okay, I'm so sorry.
I'm good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, okay. Like he really does like love her and like wants to have her know that he loves her.
Yeah. You see that snap when he's like, fuck. I'm teetering.
And like, they're farting. I did genuinely lol when Sandoval farted
farts
in Jack's face.
Mouth.
Yeah. It got in my mouth. Tom's, it went in my mouth. Tom's, meat and potatoes. He washed his mouth out.
People think the Hangover movie is like, couldn't happen. Like, these guys make it like, yeah, that could happen. Like, Tom's farting in white pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
It was like my true first, I think, genuine lol of this entire season.
That actually led me to like think of like, because they just seem like such kids that I was like, I almost want to see. Do you remember that show Muppet Babies?
Yeah,
I want to see a Vanderpump Rules Muppet Babies.
Yeah,
like a little Jax baby and like a little Stassi baby, and they're
crib.
And there's like a like I don't know who would be the like Lisa, I guess, would be the mom kind of figure.
Or you just see Lisa's legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Her like legs and shoes.
Yeah.
And then they are all just like binge drinking milk.
Exactly.
And it would actually be really on brand because they would all have bottles.
And Jax is just raw dogging babies.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Baby sex.
Baby sex.
It's okay because they're both underage.
Yeah. Nobody can get pregnant.
Kristen gets tossed about by the sea. The sea tries to reclaim Kristen.
The sea called out.
The sea called to Kristen to suck her back into its depths, but she resisted once again.
You just see her like, just like the wind whipping around her, like the waves. It's like the waves are just partying around her. She's like just floating and walking.
The sea, like a wave comes and it actually forms into a hand that like grabs her and pulls her back in.
Oh, we actually see Kristen's mother like 80 yards out, like come from the sea. Mm-hmm. It's like an Aquaman Atlantis thing.
Yes.
I'm like, Kristen, come back to us. You
come
need
home
to
to me.
Yeah, reclaim the kingdom, Kristen. Like, no, I've got work to do here still.
Instead of Atlantis, it's just like the town of James May, and that's actually like...
It's like, Kristen, please, we need you to make unique t-shirts down here.
Under the sea, James May Co. That's like the actual name of her deep sea palace.
Why do you call your t-shirt like James May? That's a story for another time.
Yeah. I could watch Kristen getting knocked over by waves. I could watch just an hour of that, of her trying to stand up and then falling over. Last season when they went to Mexico, she too was like practically drowning in the sea. She's always drowning.
Well, eventually she will drown in the sea.
Yeah, it will
like,
be
it'll
sad.
It'll be a very special episode.
Yeah. Kristen's dead.
Wait, who's that girl with the leaves all over her?
Kristen Doty wakes up the next morning peacefully and breathes in and out and loves the morning.
She's drinking coffee, staring at the sea.
Yeah. Stassi wakes up a little bedraggled. And
is that a word, bedraggled?
Yeah.
I love that. That's nice. Okay.
And she and Beau recap their fight from the night before.
This is very much like two alcoholics when they're like, what did you do last night? Well, what
do
did you
remember
do
last night?
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, and then they're both like, just like curled up together. And I was like, okay, you two.
I do have to wonder, like, just for production, like, like, do they walk in rooms? They're like, God, it smells in here. Like it's like one of these guys like farting overnight. Like, you have to imagine like what this
those
production
hotel
has to,
rooms probably
to deal
reek.
With. Or like just smells like pig sweat, you know?
Yeah. And they tear up the rooms that they're in.
Did
like,
you see that
by
one
the
room?
End of the episode, it looked like a Twister hit it.
Like, it was really like, it looked like a refugee. Like, it was like not. It
yeah.
Was,
and I mean, I've been there, like, where you just get to the hotel and you just throw sure. everything everywhere sure. because you can, and someone will always clean up after you. But I was like, you guys are there for 48 hours.
But also, like, Lala's, like, all on the tip of, like, I'm a classy lady now. And it's like, she's just walking around in Skittle wrappers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very messy.
Yeah, I think, like, Sandoval, like, pulled a Ciroc bottle out of, like the carpet.
Oh, that's what's under here?
Yeah.
Do you remember last night is what Beau asks her. And she says that she was not being a huge drunken brat, just like kind of a mini drunken brat.
Reward me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm making progress.
And they kind of like laugh about it a little bit.
Yeah. But the worst is yet to come.
Yeah. So good.
The whole gang rides their ATVs into the jungle and they get into like a secluded pool, which was an upgrade from last year's swamp swim that they did in Mexico.
But Sandoval says he's the Mad Max of Mexico. And he's like, he really did pack that knife. And he's like wearing the knife.
Yeah.
I mean, like he's always like at Comic-Con in his head. Like he's always cosplaying.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Sheena's knife photo, which was sexy.
It was sexy, but it was just like, wow, you're really like showing that ass. Like that's,
yeah.
I was blushing.
I was loving it.
She's like, Sandoval styled me. You know?
I know. I was here for Sheena's modeling.
Like he had the idea of a Laura Croft vibe.
I wish that he had asked her to take her slides off though, because I think that those took me out of the moment.
I will say, and I think Sheena's having a great season by not having a season at all.
Yeah.
She's having a great season. And I think Sheena's cute, maybe? Like, yeah. I was like, she's cute. Like, I mean, I did not feel that way about her in previous seasons.
I'm a big fan of Sheena. I think I've always been a big fan of Sheena. Like,
I feel like that's revisionist history.
That is revisionist history. But like in the past, now I appreciate Sheena so much because I feel like I really know her.
And I think Sheena might know, like Sheena's leaning into like, I am who I am.
Yeah. And so I'm here for her. Like, I think she's still as delusional as she always was.
Yes.
And she's just, yeah.
It's just maybe said, we're changing. Not making, maybe we're changing.
We're changing.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I really feel like, again, with these after show episodes, she basically says, like, Adam won't be in a relationship with her.
Adam looks like he's pained every time he's like, and she almost knows he's pained. Like, and she'll be like, I love you. You're not going to say you love me. Hee hee. Like, she like makes fun of him for not being more like,
yeah,
in love with her.
I'm like, she's like, he's my best friend. We do everything together. And it's like, what do you, best friend? Like, what do you talk about? How is your best friend?
Like, is it like, it's like weather, like, what's the weather like in Marina Del Rey today?
Mm-hmm. She's like, well, it was cloudy and then it burned off. And now I see the boats.
I got to go to work later.
All right. When is some enchiladas?
I ate earlier.
But come over. You know, you love my enchiladas.
Gotta go. Like, it's just like a lot of like pauses and her making jokes and him not laughing.
Yeah. Or maybe she just talks and talks and talks. Like sometimes when I call my mom and she launches into like a monologue.
Yeah. You kind of like,
and you
turn
just
off.
Put the phone on speaker and then mute it and like let her talk herself out. And then maybe that's what Adam does with Sheena.
Do you ever ask your mom, do you ever know you have to check your phone, but you're on your phone? So you ask your mom a question that'll like take a long time.
Yeah.
And then you let her go and then you start checking your phone and mm-hmm. you can just hear her like kind of, I do that sometimes and I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm checking my email.
It's like if more than a week goes by without us talking, then it's like I know I'm in for a phone call where it's just going to be a few monologues.
Or she'll like, I'll get the email like, call me tomorrow. I know it's your late morning at work. Looking forward to talking to you. Like she'll start to like amp up the so excited to talk to you tomorrow specifically. Yeah,
to tell you to just like download you on everything that I've gone through.
I've got a fun story about my book club.
Totally. Ed Jax goes, is this elegant? And he like belly flops into the water, which I kind of liked. Kristen is a butterfly and is loving her new Zen identity as like a lovely traveler.
But when Kristen, this felt very also performative. And when Kristen tries to act, it's upsetting to me. Like, yeah. I felt it's very like a actory and she's like
putting it on
yeah,
a little
like
bit.
Big time.
Yeah. I mean, she really saw her moment in the sun right now, especially in her interviews where she had her whole like that song like, and dance
with the translator thing. Like that made me ill.
Yeah. I was just like go off Dodie, like get it while the getting's good.
But like some of them are just better at those like written lines than, you know.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to see Kristen as like cute and quirky.
Well, because she doesn't have to try to be like when she tries to be cute and quirky, it doesn't work because she's already like you don't have to try, Kristen. Like you, we already see that.
Yeah.
When she tries to put it on, it's like it just works against itself.
True. Katie, while Kristen is talking, Katie's disassociating. Like she goes into a fugue state, stares off into the distance. Lives a thousand lives in her head, and then she's like,
it was a thousand yard stare.
Yeah,
it was like
she went somewhere.
Yes, yeah.
Where did she go? Then she comes back and like negs Kristen, and I'm kind of sick of people negging Kristen. Like I'm with her when she's like, when am I going to stop being crazy, Kristen, and start being just Kristen?
Like never. Like never. Like I could answer that. Like just never.
Yeah,
like,
you won't be.
No,
no, it's not in the cards. Jax trolls Stassi with a, I still have feelings for you, which I kind of love it when Jax tries to like prank someone emotionally because he's really bad at it. Like he can't keep it up for more than one line.
But do you also kind of
feel that it's true to some extent?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Like, and I also kind of, and I know this is reading, like I felt like I was watching that and I kind of felt a little piece of like danger. I was like, Jax could like go at Stassi. Like I felt like it was one of those like that movie Fear
like
with Mark
strangle
Wahlberg,
her
where he's like he's like hitting his chest like I'm in love with you still and then like just joking but like I just felt like it was like that movie he's like getting closer and he's like boo.
If Jax decided that he like wanted Stassi
he
again
would take Stassi.
Yeah, it would be very scary.
But that like that scene reminded me of a like he's an animal.
He is an animal.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to say you felt like a sexual tension between them.
No, because I feel like two people would have to participate in that. And I feel like I think Jax always in his head thinks that he has a sexual tension with everybody. So I feel like he's like, damn, if I really came clean, she'd hook up with me in a second still.
Yeah, maybe. I always thought that like Jax kind of held on to feelings for Stassi for a really long time. Because she
can
was
sociopaths
kind of the one.
Have feelings though? Like, I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she was the one that got away for him.
I did get a girl pregnant in Vegas.
I did.
I did.
I did have a relationship with someone in Vegas. I miss that, Jax.
I mean, that was somebody. Dude, he couldn't give good TV like that if he wanted to anymore.
I know. I miss the Jax from season 2 that Sandoval smashed a beer bottle over his head and Jax looked straight into the camera with blood pouring down his face and gave a crazed smile.
Or just
that's
like
the Jax Taylor
the
I love.
Like, I'm the number one fucking guy in this group. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's real TV to me.
Mm-hmm. Now he's actually like giving good advice. Which he does give Stassi good advice.
He gives like, yeah, but it's like advice that like...
It's very normal, typical. Yeah. Pick your battles.
It's like chicken soup for the soul advice.
But coming from him, it's like feels more significant, I think. Like he has this... Because he's been so bad in the past that when he says just like run of the mill, very like textbook kind of advice like that, you take it as... but like meaning more than it is.
But see, I think of like Jax as somebody kind of like Madonna, where like he just reinvents himself all the time. And it was like, Jax has like this new period, and eventually he'll be past this whole like holier than thou period, and he'll be on to like Leather Daddy or something, you know?
Leather Daddy. Yeah. I hope he gets into that period. His blue period. Kristen, Sheena, and Lala get ready to go out, and Sheena's mom bought them all baby bottles to like party with. And Kristen makes her DSL joke. I'm also just like, it's funny to me how they use terms and like lols that peaked 3 years ago. Like, yeah. I feel like FOMO peaked like 2 to 3 years ago.
Like, it's very like, I almost feel like like they're going to start talking about like Von Dutch or something. You know, they're just
I mean, Lala was wearing Von Dutch not too long
maybe
ago.
That's what it, yeah.
And like, I mean, DSLs, I feel like that was from years and years ago. Like,
yeah.
I get that term and I appreciate it, but I'm also just like tell us something new.
Didn't we hear most of this on like Entourage's fifth season?
Yeah. They're not very edgy, these people.
No, but they think they're edgy.
I guess they do. It's so funny because I'm like, you're not up to date on like what is current or zeitgeisty. Because I guess like they are the zeitgeist to some extent.
But see, that's why I want to know like what kind of music do they listen to? Does anybody like Radiohead? And like, do you like, does anybody like black and white films? Like, I want to know if like
top 10 Criterion Collection films. Exactly. Go. Yeah, Sheena's like, what's Criterion?
My favorite Truffaut film is...
Those are boring. Lisa is teaching the Tom chef how to cook her awful vegan pasta.
And this ties into the best scene of the show.
Yes.
When,
Yeah. And her, like, isn't it insulting to hire a chef and then tell that chef how to make food?
We have the best people working everywhere. Nicola Lane built it, and now we have the best. And then she's telling them, like, just put chili flakes in it. Like, she's like, just throw more chili flakes.
Yeah.
Or chili powder or whatever, like, it was.
We've both tried this exact dish.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that it is not delicious.
It really is spicy. And
it's spicy and bad.
That night also, do you like... We kind of picked up that cauliflower bites, but that vegan pasta was pretty much left untouched.
Yeah, that was a 1 to 2 bite obligation on camera. And then I was really there for the cauliflower wings.
But also then Lisa really paints herself in this bit of just like a jack of all trades of like, I do everything, you know, like plumbing. Yeah.
But she also, I'm like, okay, I think that Lisa's taste buds are just like off. Like, I think that she genuinely thinks that the food she makes tastes really good. And that's why, sir, the food is so bad, is because she thinks that that's like her level of taste is just like off.
Well, the way she was like,
she's also British. And I feel like British people just like don't.
But think about the pumptini. Like, think about what a trash drink that is. And like, I mean, I've gotten like hammered off pumptinis accidentally, and it's a trash drink. So like, it's so funny to watch her give Sandoval like guff about like his fancy drinks when it's like, you chose like the pumptini, which like could literally kill people. Like, it's just sugar and like vodka.
Yeah. And like, when Lisa tastes it and she goes, it really is delicious. Like, talking to the chef about this like really gross food was just the irony.
What was Chef Joe earlier? What was his name? Chef?
Who was the chef at Tom Tom? It was at Sir.
Yeah, Chef Joe. I was like, yeah, that's like was the different... Tom Tom chef. Yeah.
So throw it on as a special. She tells Chef Joe, she goes, there's lots of vegan stuff over at Tom Tom.
By the way, I've been to Tom Tom a lot. You've been to Tom Tom a lot. Have you ever been told of specials at Tom Tom's? Like, tonight we have a beautiful salmon. Like, it's the same.
I didn't know that the menu rotated in specials.
I do not think the menu rotates.
Whenever I'm at Tom Tom, I'm there for the buffalo cauliflower wings and the mac and cheese.
I've never had the mac and cheese. I like the Taco Bell Crunchwrap too thing they have.
I was burned by that the first time. I can never go back.
I had a great one the first time, and I think that's...
Mine was cold in the middle.
Oh, that'll do it.
Which was a real... Nothing is as much of a downer as biting into what's supposed to be like a warm burrito, and then the outside of it is like delicious and warm, and the inside of it is cold.
And especially at a place like Tom Tom.
Cold old chicken.
Because if you're... I've had that happen at Taco Bell, and you're like, well, I mean, I did it to myself. I chose Taco Bell.
Yeah. But when you're at TomTom and you're paying like $20 for a gordita.
Because then it brings you immediately back to like what you like. You're obsessed with this show. Brings you back to like.
You're like, your whole life is going down the drain, Shane Halls. Like, that's what it comes back to.
You chose this life, Bailey.
Yeah, but like, if bring me out some shishito peppers, some fucking bacon Gruyere mac and cheese, and the spicy buffalo cauliflower. Mm.
You have your dishes.
Yeah, those are the ones. The gang goes to the club and everyone's dancing and Katie is pantomiming butt fucking Schwartz, which made a lot of sense.
I mean, by the way, pantomiming, but like, you really were like, oh, that is in their repertoire.
Like, yeah, I was like, this feels right.
Yeah, like, I just wonder when the pegging started. Was it like immediate? Did they work into that later in the relationship? Like,
I wonder if she's just like, we're doing this now.
Yeah, bye-bye.
She pointed to his dick and she goes, trade me.
Bubba, I'll let you do the thing with my butt again. Bubba, please. Go gentle, Bubba.
That would probably actually help their relationship a lot if they were into pegging.
I mean, I think they might be.
Yeah, like, maybe.
I feel like Schwartz gets drunk enough where he's like, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, you can do anything.
He just lays naked, do anything. He puts like a fucking Hershey bar in his ass. He's like, eat this. I'm sorry, mom and dad. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there was one season where... in a reunion, Andy asked them, like, who is the craziest sex? And everyone said Katie and Schwartz. But I feel like that can't be true.
No, I mean, they do. Like, I mean, like, I mean, they said their favorite couple thing to do is watch Pauly Shore films.
Yeah. If you're like, I could see them like blacking out and trying to like stick their fingers in each other's asses.
Like, Katie's probably
failing.
Gotten knuckle deep and like.
Yeah, but like in a drunken, sloppy, like not sexy way where they both were like grossed out by it at the end of the day. Like, I can't see them having like erotic, like.
But I could see like sexual Katie reading, like a Cosmo article about it and like say like that gives the woman the power back and like she like really takes to it, you know?
I would love. Katie, if you're listening, let me know if you've pegged. I'm 100% here for that narrative.
What if there was a scene where you just like, they were in the bathroom and you just heard Schwartz like groaning?
I would live.
He's like, they just allude to like him getting fucked.
She's like, God, I just, Bubba loves to peg. Trade me is how it all starts.
Or like when Bo goes, I'm like, Stassi's mad at me. Let her put it in you, dude.
Yeah.
Let her put it in you.
I know. What happened to Bo just going down on Stassi if she was like crazy?
Maybe he felt like he couldn't do that in front of the cameras.
Yeah. It's like, it's pretty hard to like transition.
It's either
from,
I go down on you or completely ball.
Angry Stassi to like pivot to like, no, I'm going to go down on you, remember? Is like, I don't think it works like that.
No, I mean, there's not like.
I don't think she has any sense of humor. When she's angry, she's really angry. Like, she's not like fucking around.
I think it would be like, get away from my fucking vagina.
Yeah. Like, ew, why the fuck are you doing this? Like, shame you for doing
anything. Fucking insane?
Yeah. Jax has no rhythm. I live for him dancing in that cage, just kind of bopping up and down. Iconic. Dodie takes him outside.
Do the Jax,
which is kind of dancing like Barney. Dodie takes him outside to confront him about the James Mexico rumor.
This, what I love about this is that this is so, like, this is Jax in a T, is that he doesn't know what Dodie's going to say, and he already has the Jax face on of, like, ready to take, like, he's like, he's ready to defend himself at all costs.
Yeah.
He's like, just like, you throw anything at me, I can defend it.
Like, his amygdala is like fucking going off. He's in total fight or flight mode. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he's ready for this.
And then it just is that he's James, like, rumor. Oh. He probably doesn't even remember that he said that like two nights ago.
Also, I don't care if you fuck. Like, yeah, I just think it happened.
Yeah. She's like, but she brings up a good point too, where she's like, and I love how she's just kind of realizing it now. She's like, the guys do all sorts of stuff and then they get sympathy or himpathy. And then I do one thing and like, I'm crazy forever. And it's like, is how it goes.
I mean, because it is like men get off that way. Like, yeah. We really do get way more sympathy than women sometimes, unfairly.
It's so weird.
It is weird.
I'm here for Kristen being the warrior. Of-
I can't search the web.
Oh, sorry. Whoa, I literally got really scared.
You activated your own Siri just now on his Apple Watch, and it and he got so scared.
I got really scared. I really was scared. I was like, oh no. Like, I just thought like Dodie was behind me. And
you went
she was
full Jax Taylor just now, confrontation style.
No, I didn't do. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
He goes, suffering? Suffering? Who's suffering? Like, he does, he won't even try and meet her halfway. And I hate when he acts like it's like he started the fire. And then you're like, why did you start this fire? Like, you're burning my house down. And he's like, your house? What? Whose house? And what? It's just like,
we don't even need houses. We're having a good time. We're friends. What?
Not even listening, being like, I don't care if you guys fucked. And it's like, no, we didn't do it.
Which, so I don't care if you did,
though. Don't care. You do whatever.
I don't want to be a part of this. Why are you dragging me into this? I'm so good. You know me lately? I'm like, googly on Brittany. She's fucking poisoning our future baby. Do you see what she's drinking tonight?
Yeah. Jax just like has no chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kristen, again, wants to be just Kristen. Too bad.
Yeah, it's not happening.
And Adam isn't texting Sheena back.
You know what's so funny? Like, I really barely, like, Sheena does good when you barely remember her in episodes. Like, because I'm like, I know she's in the background, but she didn't, I mean, she had that moment and, like, the baby bottle moment, but, like,
yeah,
she really was unscathed.
Yeah, she's not, but she's also, I pray for her to be more heavily featured because I think she'll need have her more. Yeah, she's going to have her moment in the set.
She's going to have a big moment. Yeah.
Stassi is being psychotic in the club. Her dark passenger returns and Beau's like, go dance up there with people. Like,
I can't dance. I'm in Spanx in a maxi pad or something like that.
Yeah, right? A maxi dress.
A maxi, sorry. Is that the same thing? Is it like,
that's
is
like
it
a long dress.
Okay, yeah.
And Beau kind of presses the issue. I understand why she would get irritated at that, because it's like, don't just like let me do my thing right now. Like, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. But like,
but they're in a club.
Yeah, like, she's just kind of being like a sourpuss.
But Beau, and we've all seen this if you follow him, like Beau, he does like to, like, he likes to hoot and holler and party. And,
he's a partier.
Yeah,
yeah. I just like. So I guess this does go somewhat deeper than just like you want to go out or like continue being out. It's like, oh, you really like to party a lot.
Yeah.
And like, I'm phasing out of like my
party.
But
this
party
is the
zone.
Moment you see Bo like have that flash in his eyes where he gets scared.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like he's just like, oh, like he realizes she's like an animal.
She's going to the dark place, the sunken place. And then you get the cameo of a lifetime.
This, yeah. For me, this is when the episode turned around and like it picked up pace.
Things,
you know,
really got good again.
Yeah.
And your two faves showed up at Tom Tom.
And poor Tierney was there as well. But she doesn't even, unfortunately, you kind of see, if you pause it at a certain moment, you can see the side of her face.
Yeah.
But she didn't really get,
she didn't get any coverage.
The camera love that, you know,
it's unfair.
And if you listen to the bonus episode, we'll explain why she got no coverage.
Yeah, yeah. You'll hear like a deep dive into all the mechanics of everything.
Yes, and the lines that were left out on the cutting room floor. Because I had a whopper of a line.
Oh, we shot an entire scene.
Yeah, like Lisa fully had full dialogue where she was improvising, and it was kind of insane.
We were mic'd. Thank you very much.
This wasn't just an accident where she came up to our table.
No, we were very much like the universe called us to be there at this moment.
It was insane.
So yeah, we ate food. I wore a fringe jacket. We were
you
both
got, like on the Facebook group, a lot of people brought up that fringe jacket.
Yeah.
We were very happy, excited to see you in it.
I love a fringe moment. Yeah. You were dressed also in a wool jacket, which is kind of strange that we were both dressed really heavily for summer.
Oh,
during
yeah,
during a heat wave, right?
It's almost like it might have been another month, maybe.
Yeah, it was so weird, but
nobody brought that up.
I don't know. Anyways,
yeah.
Meanwhile, in Mexico, Lisa texts Sandoval that Tom Tom is a smashing success.
The lines pass motherload.
It's the busiest night ever. And like Richard, I love anytime we get to see Richardson.
Yeah, and Richardson was in his leather night outfit.
Yeah, Richardson's cool. And Tom finally can breathe easy and celebrate.
I just love the like that the bar Motherload keeps getting brought up, because Motherload's a hysterical title for a bar.
Yeah, for and a gay bar, no
for
less.
A gay bar, yeah. And he's like, there's a line past Motherload.
And then Bill goes, yeah. And then everyone screams and they pour more shots. And then Ariana goes, iconically, I'm going to black out.
I'm hurting inside. No, but like, I love, like, they are so kind of used to success and like fame and like money at this point, and like they're really giving credit. Like, we never thought this could happen. It's a success.
Yeah, they're
it's like
excited.
That '80s movie where it like at the end, like, we won.
Yeah, and like it's fun to see. It was just really fun to see Ariana like letting loose.
Yes, that this was my favorite part of like the drunken stuff was she was awesome in this. Mm-hmm. She was hysterical, and you don't usually see her fully cut loose because she can be reserved and like really usually, you know, parses her words out, you know.
More, yeah. Yeah. She picks and chooses what she's going to reveal. But then in this episode, she revealed all. She climbed up in that cage. She started flashing. And then she's rolling around on the floor at the hotel, flashing again.
Yeah, there's like asses everywhere.
So many asses.
Jax was on a donkey. They're all kissing each other.
They're all making out.
Which, by the way, that's what I was thinking. Like, I wrote that I was like, I've gone to bars with friends. Like, nobody makes out with me. Like, nobody's like hopping. Like, I'm just like, I just drink. Like, I drink and like people will talk to me, but like, I'm not in any kind of group. Like, that's when like, you know, they're all good looking. Like, that's how good looking people roll. They all get drunk and then they all just swap kissing. Like,
yeah. I mean, I went to, the last time I was in Mexico for my 30th birthday, I made out with like a lot of people that were there in Mexico with me too.
Yeah. But you're like,
but it was like with my gays, with my gay friends. You know, in the pool, running. It was a Vanderpump themed vacation.
Okay, so that's,
so it was
that
kind of honoring their vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, like nobody's doing that with me at like Dave and Buster's
in Puerto Vallarta, actually,
at the same hotel.
Yeah,
actually.
So I think I've incepted today, or this episode was the day that you see me. Like, I've incepted Vanderpump rules from all angles. I've been in Puerto Vallarta before them.
I've done the legwork, you guys.
I've done all the legwork. We wouldn't be here in this episode. We wouldn't be where we are now were it not for me doing the work that I've been doing for years.
I think everybody realizes that too.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
No, the other, like, but you realize in this scene is that they're all so used to being good looking and partying like this that is like, that's not even abnormal. It's like when we get super wasted, we all do like make out with each other. Like,
yeah.
It's not even a, yeah, like we all made out, which is, it was super fun. Like, you can set like, good-looking people, I think that's how they roll.
I think that they need to go on more vacations on this show. Like, if we're just, if this show is just going to be like, we're getting along now and this is what we do, I need them to be in on vacations 24/7, just binge drinking.
What was that show on E where it was like Wild On?
And
it was
yeah.
Like, we go around the world. Like, let's just, like, let's do an Amazing Race, like Vanderpump style.
Or like Paradise.
Like, yeah, like, but I do, I have told you that before where I want like put Jordan Woods on the cast, put Tara Reid on the cast, like make them deal with like B-list celebrities and make them work at Sir and see how everybody interacts, like a zoo experiment.
Yeah, I'm ready. Like,
Celebrity Big Brother, but like Pump edition.
Mm-hmm. It could happen. Ariana, yeah, or she kissed Kristen and Stassi, and then there's like four-way kisses. Everyone's just making out. And then back at the hotel, Stassi and Bo have a very, very real fight.
I mean, yeah, this, I felt like I asked my TV if I should leave. I was like, should I just leave you guys for a minute?
Didn't it feel like we were watching something you're not supposed to be watching?
I felt bad for both of them. I felt like, I mean, it was, I've been in situations like that before. Like, I mean, it really did. It was like PTSD for me, that scene. I was, and the fact, just, he also, when somebody's drunk like that, you know, like you could tell he was drunk. And so it all came out.
Mm-hmm.
And also what I loved about it though, is when he started like the tears, like you saw Stassi's girl boner. She was like, I got him.
Yeah.
I got him.
Yeah. Yep,
you did it.
From even like a physiological standpoint, like, having your shirt off and then showing that much emotion, it's like you start to see his whole body get like splotchy and you're like, oh man, like this emotion is overtaking him.
But also, it was like, like very like memento. Like how many, did your tattoos tell a story? Like I know, it was like everywhere.
Is that one big one on his arm? Is he getting that removed?
I don't know. But like, I'd also ask production if I could wear a shirt during like the night scenes. Like, you might,
or
like,
I would just put my shirt on.
Yeah. Like, or like a tank's not going to hurt anybody.
I feel like maybe they didn't think they were going to get into this kind of fight right then. And yeah, then it just happened. And then it was not, there was no time to be like let me put a full like suit on.
I kind of wondered how Bo was doing today. Like, he's not used to like I don't, like, he was super raw on this, and like people have been raw on that show before, but this is like one of his first times being raw.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if he like, if like Stassi like made him breakfast today, or like if it was like, how you doing, champ?
Yeah, like I didn't feel embarrassment really for either of them.
No, not embarrassment, but it's just like a national audience now, yeah, has
just
seen,
saw
you
cry
break down of like, I love you so much.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of sweet. Like, I bought into whatever he was selling.
Oh, I don't think it was fake at all. That's, yeah, I'm just saying.
But that just kind like of, that level of vulnerability is
and
intense.
And to see somebody like, you're my future, I love you so much, please don't do this.
Yeah.
Like, I want this to work. Like, that was like really kind of touching, but then also to realize he's drunk, and it's just, I was just like, oh, I wonder if he's going to regret this at all.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if he does.
But also, you also got the feeling that they've had this fight a couple times.
Oh, yeah. That this is like the thing that they keep coming back to.
Yeah.
Which, like, the first time I watched this episode, I was like, Stassi's being insufferable. Like, what a psycho, blah, blah, blah. But then the second time, I was kind of like, okay, understand where she's coming from. If it's just like, look, I've been through this a ton of times with different guys, I see the warning signs, and like, this is a red flag and potential deal breaker for me.
It's like, every fucking time you do this, it's like an abandoned child. He goes, I'm not fucking Frank or fucking Patrick.
That
I'm not,
dude.
I'm not whoever that guy is. Like, he's literally like just naming like seasons where I'm like just wistfully like, oh, Patrick. Like, like, I miss those guys.
I know. And then, but even in the beginning when like Stassi was being scary, like when she's like, I need a hangover patch. And he was like, I'm good. And then she's like, right, what? What did you say? I said, I needed the patch. Your whole energy right now it's a bad energy. And you're just like, fuck, like, yes, you're dead. Like, yeah, you're not getting out of this one.
Yeah. Production's like, yep, we got
ding,
it.
Ding,
we
ding,
got
ding, ding. Yeah.
And then he makes this really weird choice of words where he's like, I know I'm solid gold.
How he's been to her.
Oh, no, he was like, yeah, gold. I've been to you solid gold. But that's just an interesting choice of like, I don't ever say like,
I know
solid
I'm solid gold,
baby. Like,
yeah, it was like, and the first time, the first relationship ever in my life where I can say that I know I've been solid gold to you. So then, yes, I was like, oh,
like,
my
what
God,
have you been,
like,
less
have you
than
just
solid
been like
gold,
an asshole in all your relationships? And now you finally met the woman that like you cannot be an asshole to.
Finally met my match.
Yeah, I'm like,
my insect brain or whatever.
Reptilian brain.
My reptilian brain.
I wonder, I think they're going to get out of this space.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, I really, I mean, up until this point, I was kind of shocked to see these fights because I really did. I weirdly had like a bad moment, like a moment of weakness where I was watching his Snapchat or no, his Insta stories, because I and I was kind of going like, oh, like, I wish I had something like that. I and then I saw this and I was like, oh, everybody has problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
I was just like, not that I want to be that silly at all with anybody, because mm-hmm, it's like, I don't want to put on like dinosaur costumes. It's like, it's just
no,
thing.
Yeah, like the
but
pass.
The laughing thing of like waking up and like laughing with somebody. I was like, that's nice.
That was nice. Yeah. I saw some couple, I had some like couple FOMO today watching.
Yeah.
And then I like seeing like a real, because that felt, unlike Tom and Katie's fight, which is just like, ooh, like, there's still a problem. Like, you're not really talking through anything or working anything
there's
out.
There's no aspect of their relationship that I envy. Like,
no.
I'm so excited.
I'm like, you guys can have it.
Oh, all of it.
But Stassi and Bo's, I'm like, oh, like, you guys are talking through something that's obviously, like, cuts deep for Stassi, and I think for Bo too, where they're talking about commitment and like
relationships.
Yeah, and so it's cool.
But they are still in their honeymoon phase too, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, what, they've been together for like a year.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, just wait.
Yeah.
Oh, Ariana,
this is when they go to the other room and it's like completely trashed.
It's completely trashed. Lala comes in. I guess she had that panic attack.
Which that was out of nowhere too. Is like she comes in and they're like, oh yeah, on the bus ride over, Lala had a full, and then it shows them all like laying hands on her.
I know. I'm like, don't, if I'm panicking, don't touch me.
And then fucking to hear Schwartz go like, put on Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose. Kiss from a Rose. And everyone goes, no. That was gold.
What if Schwartz is like Seal's greatest hits at all? Like, fuck yeah. Like, never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, what was this panic attack about?
I was like, you had a camera there. Why can't we see the panic attack?
Yeah, like how did it start? What triggered it?
Do production think we can't handle it, or they don't want to embarrass? Like they're happy to embarrass them. Like why can't I see the panic attack?
Yeah, but they're
not as happy. I'll pay extra to see the panic attack
to embarrass them these days.
No, that's what actually my podcasting partner Kara had a good point. She said, maybe production's too friendly with this cast and they need to maybe get new production people because they let them skate on certain things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very smart comment.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Yeah.
Very smart. Fellow genius, Cara Berry. Sandoval drops his cocktail. Ariana is next to the hot tub where Lala, I guess, is fully nude. Katie is also nude.
But Katie's nude where she's like hunched.
Katie's like hunched over.
She's like, where I'm like, are those your knees or you're like, I can't tell.
I'm
where.
Like, are you comfortable? You don't have to get naked if it's not comfortable.
Like,
for you.
I almost feel like Katie's the one like, yeah, I want to get nude too. And I can't wait to let these things out. And then she's just like cringing. Ooh, it's like me at like locker room in seventh grade. I'm like,
yeah, I wasn't getting like a free flowing.
No, like, I was getting like, make me a bird so I can feel like far, far away.
Yeah, totally. And Ariana is shit-faced.
Oh, so funny.
Sandoval drops the cocktail and she goes, oh, I'm the problem. And then she starts just talking gibberish.
Yeah, like she was like, we're Yellow Goldsmith, was it? Yellow.
You could be, she goes, there's a billion people on this planet and everyone has their own journey, which I was like, word. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
She goes, you could be Yellow Robe Smith.
Oh, Yellow Robe. I thought it was Yellow Goldsmith. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yellow Robe Smith. We could be 100 years old and like just talking nonsense.
We are all Yellow Robe Smith. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really beautiful.
Also, this is right before this was too. Actually, did you say that when Lala was giving the blowjob motions? And Schwartz was in a red Bubba dress. Like he has multiple colored dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lala was naked and he like literally ran out to like be next to Lala. Schwartz did when she was naked. He's like, hey, like, and I just think he wanted to like see her naked.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't know. And then she was like, yeah, give me another drink. And then she started giving the blowjob motion.
Okay. Lala was feeling herself.
I just totally got that wrong. And I was like, she was
no,
just,
I'm sure that
was
probably
just bringing
happened.
A glass of water. I'm like, she totally gave this glass a blowjob.
Someone's like, I'm going to take my shorts off or something. She goes, I'm going to take my pussy out. And then goes out to the, went out to the hot tub and like got naked.
time to unleash the pussy.
Yeah.
Jax is like, I need to feed the hog.
Yeah. Jax and Brittany are noticeably absent.
Yeah, do you think they're sleeping or do you think they're like
having a hog feed?
time to get the dick wet.
Yeah, I guess they're like off doing whatever.
I sense they like just like smoke weed and like
chill.
Jax watches like multicam sitcoms like The Golden Girls and like brags like.
And if Brittany was like not wasted, it seemed like she was pretty like kept her shit together. Like, we didn't see her, like, rolling
Well, because
around.
Jax fucking gaslit her to an inch of her life. And, like, she's probably scared to, like...
He's monitoring. Act. He goes, I'll get your medication.
Your heart monitor seems like your heart rate's a little bad. He's, like, literally got her hooked up
it's
to, like,
machines.
It's, like,
Munchausen by proxy. He's just, like, fully DD.
Katie, I need you to pee on the stick and get this back to me ASAP.
Yeah. She's, like, Gypsy Rose.
Oh,
what did we find out? He's been slowly poisoning her the entirety of their relationship. And he's like, she spends hours in the bathroom. And then it's all coming.
We had to buy a house to get a new bath. We had to, so we get a second bathroom.
Yeah.
What if he does that where so he can be the grieving widow?
Maybe.
That would be amazing. He's like, you got a fever. You can't go out tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm ready
just telling
for
her she's sick.
Really dark twists.
If Jax wasn't a part of Vanderpump Rules, he would eventually be on a Dateline episode where he killed somebody he was involved with.
Yeah.
And he thought he was going to get away with
it. Or a hit and run.
oh, he's definitely already had a hit and run.
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely killed somebody, whether for it be sure. accidentally or on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Or caused a death via, like, a chain of events that he put into motion.
I have a feeling he might have bullied somebody in high school so bad that they killed themselves.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. That's a good joke. I love that for him.
I love that for him.
Live, laugh, love.
Go Jax. Give it up for Jax.
What a...
Killing someone with his words.
Full circle.
Thank you for being my guest.
Oh my gosh. This is always the most fun I ever have. So
thank you for helping me get onto Vanderpump Rules.
You were the first thought when that was offered out to me. So
I really appreciate it. Tell everyone where they can find you. Plug yourself.
This actually is important. So I do a podcast on the Kardashians called Realizing Stuff with Kara and Ryan. We just took the podcast independent, so we kind of are starting over. We should be on iTunes, I think, this week. If you could go and subscribe, if you like, you don't need to even like the Kardashians or even watch the show. It's just a lol fest like this is. But please go check it out if you haven't already. And you can find us at, our Instagram at Realizing Stuff Podcast and our Twitter at Realizing_stuff. And I'm at Ryan Bailey 25. That felt like so much plugs.
That
so
was many. Great.
Okay.
That was a real professional
That's when I
plug.
Completely.
Some
fell
people
apart.
Really choke during that period, and they like don't. They're like, don't find me, or they're
don't tell anybody I was like, on
just
this.
Don't. Yeah.
I'll be voice modulated, right?
No, yeah. But you really killed it.
Okay,
you killed
good,
the
good.
Plug. If you love this podcast, go on to the iTunes store, subscribe, and give me a 5-star rating, why don't you? And tell all your friends that love Vanderpump Rules that they should subscribe as well. And if you want to hear bonus episodes and get even more juicy, you can join the Sexy Unique Patreon. It's patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And yeah.
Be nice to me on the Facebook group too, if any of you guys. Don't be mean about me, okay?
Yeah, be nice
don't
to
be
each
mean,
other.
To me on there. Thank
no
you.
More talking shit about guests on the Facebook group. I see it all.
Please, you
I
guys.
I may not
I'm like,
make my presence known, but I see everything that you do.
I'm a sensitive flower.
All right, love and light. Bye.
I know I'm feeling, because I know.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.